Psalm 119, verse 114, it says, you, talking about God here, you are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Oh, I just love that. Amen and amen. Hey, happy Sunday. Yeah, the second half of the weekend, the September the 25th, 2016. So good to see you. My name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship, if you're, well, not too familiar with the program, we focus on Jesus. Yeah, we put our hearts and minds focus on him. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And, you know, it's more than just playing a song or two. I like to take it just an extra mile from there, where you're left feeling encouraged, edified, and uplifted. I'll tell you what, I think you will be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful music on the way, including this one. Yeah, going back just a couple of years. It's Don Moen, and I want to thank you.
The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
One thing that I want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Yes, so good to spend some time with you today on this Sunday. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you, and three men were discussing the meaning of success. I love this story. One man said, success would be serving as a consultant to the president in the White House. And the second man says, no, success is being in a conversation with the president when the red phone rings, but he chooses not to answer because he's talking to you. And the third man says, no, success is being in the Oval Office when the red phone rings, having the president answer it and say, it's for you. I love that. You know, Fred, I would say that the best definition of success is the one Jesus used in John 17:4, accomplishing the work God gave him to do. So as we wrap up this weekend, prepare for a brand new week tomorrow. Fred, I encourage you to employ yourself in the Lord's work this week.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Of mine can
Oh, that's right. We are lifting up Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, if you got some time today, connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook, and we post some encouraging scripture, encouraging posts several times a week. So be sure to connect with us there on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. You know, Adrian Rogers, now home with the Lord, he said one time, Jesus gave himself for me so he could give himself to me so he could live his life through me. Yes, Fred, I pray that you've been blessed so far here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, Joey, with you. And I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Our boy Timothy is in soccer this season, and it's been a pretty busy season. It started at the end of the summer vacation. And yeah, we've had, oh my goodness, we've had either practice or a game every day, Monday through Saturday. Whew! Oh, I don't know if I could do that for much longer, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. But I'll tell you what, if you travel, maybe you fly often, you're one of those frequent flyers who get those points and the miles and so forth. And see, when we exchange our frequent flyer miles for an airline ticket, all you got to do is just tell the clerk that you want to redeem your miles and she'll set you up. See, to redeem something, friend, means to turn in one thing and get another in exchange. Redemption is a familiar word of the Bible, really. I mean, slaves were redeemed from servanthood when someone exchanged money for their freedom. God praise the Lord redeemed us by exchanging the life of his son for our freedom from the marketplace of sin. Hallelujah. Do not forget that your freedom came with a price paid out of God's great love. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strange. The light of his glory.
Yeah, talk about a beautiful song right there. That's Selah and Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Oh, friend, I'm so glad we were able to spend some time together. I really do appreciate our Sundays together. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you. I really do. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, praise the Lord, it's Monday. Oh, hallelujah. Mark will get you through your Monday tomorrow morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. That's 8:32 a.m. for our wonderful Indiana listeners. Well, until next time, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend.